This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
It's Friday again, honey.
I know.
And we're so excited about the weekends.
Well, at least it's Friday here in the United States.
Well, no, that's true. And we've got a pretty big weekend plan.
Sure do.
You know, and I'm excited about it. We don't have to get into all the details, but it's all good, and we hope that you guys do too, and you've got some plans that you're looking forward to, okay?
Absolutely.
So TGIF.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, honey, this is really going to be more some things that you have to say, but men, be faithful to your wife with your eyes. This is coming from a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would really want to encourage you to do that. Lust and pornography are huge strongholds on men, and some are addicted to lust and everything that's involved with it. So listen to this podcast, you guys, and you're going to find hope by listening to Scott and discovering that you are not alone in this fight that is every man's battle, okay?
That's right. We got that from 2 Timothy 2:22. Run from everything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this...
Take it away.
Yeah, well, this subject, guys, you know, in ladies,
that's
okay?
True.
I mean, really and truly, there's a lot of ladies or women out there, ladies, that don't understand, you know, my gosh, why can't my husband stop doing this? Why can't my husband, you know, not look at that girl? Why can't my husband, you know... You know what? That's where Satan's getting us. Okay? It is what it is. And so, you know, I was at a men's conference.
Yeah.
And I'm on the altar team, which goes down and prays with men after the conference. I don't know. There must have been 1,500 men there, probably. I must have prayed with, I don't know how many guys, probably 15 guys, just myself. You know, and there was a whole guy, a lot of altar ministers there. I'd say out of 15, 14 out of 15, well, they needed prayer because of their lust or their pornography or both.
Mm-hmm.
They're both intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
Well, afterwards, all the altar ministers get together and we kind of discuss, you know, what people were wanting prayer for. Almost 90% of the men who came down for prayer wanted prayer for pornography and lust.
Mm.
That really opened my eyes. That really opened my eyes to where, my goodness, you know, I mean, that is such a stronghold from the pits of hell that Satan, you know, really wants to get men at, you know. And God made us, you know, to notice beauty. You know, that's men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made us that way. I mean, read the Song of Solomon, you know. But, you know, to do it the right way, to do it the biblical way, okay. And before I was saved, I can't tell you that I did it the biblical way because I didn't. I did not. But when I was saved, when I got saved, and Jesus took over my life because I gave it to him, because of that, I knew I needed to start learning how to treat women the right way.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah. And it was a process. It was a process. But, you know, I just prayed to God, God, prepare me to be the man of God that you desire me to be for you first and for the woman in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And 3 years later, I met my lovely wife, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
But, you know, you guys that are already married, okay, that can be the same prayer.
Mm-hmm.
To make me the man of God that you desire for you and for my wife.
Mm-hmm. Create.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Procreate. If he left it up to the woman for that, we'd go, well, let me go check my email first. I got to make sure the kids have their clothes for tomorrow. Unload the dishwasher, put another load of clothes in. And y'all are, like, ready all the time. So if it was up to us, you know, there'd be half the population would probably be in existence. So I'm trying to make light of this to say, yeah. I think that's one of the problems that the opposite sex have, especially women towards men, is we don't really understand until someone helps us to understand, and we're able to hear it. And I appreciate that. And we hear so much about it. This awesome church that we're in, you know, they're very open about this very subject because it's everywhere. It's for women, too.
That's right.
But we have to understand each other and not feel threatened.
Right. You know, and really, you know, the reason why I walked out is, you know, I wanted to be faithful to God, and I wanted to be faithful for my wife. I mean, women can look at certain programs, you know, with like that, and not even the thought of lust never even enters their head, you know, with the men with their shirts off or whatever. I mean, a man can look at a monkey with a bikini on and almost lust. You know?
Oh, my, honey.
I'm just a little extreme there. But, you know, in all honesty, I mean, that's just where Satan has a stronghold. Mm-hmm. And he knows it. You know, 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4 says.
Are you stuttering a little bit, honey?
A little bit. 4:3-4 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. You know what, guys? One way to do this, really one of the only way to do this is to be accountable. You know, you have to be accountable to your wife, of course, but you need to have a man in your life or men in your life that you can be accountable to. I do. Yep. I have men in my life that I'm accountable to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you had to be taught this, and we don't want anyone feeling guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
And you
not.
Know what? We want the reverse from this. Hopefully this takes some guilt off of people.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't walk in shame.
No.
You know, oh man, I do lust. Mm-hmm. I do. You know what? Join the club.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, and so, no, we don't. I definitely don't want you to feel bad at all.
This is how to help us understand ourselves and each other.
Yeah. I just want you to understand that I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you know what, guys? God loves you, man. And he wants nothing but the best for you. And so, you know, like it says in James 5:16, you know, confess your sins to each other. Confess it. You know, and get that burden off of you.
And like we said in our written intro, it is every man's battle. This is a battle you do not have to fight by yourself.
That's right.
And to keep it just going on in your head over and over and over is not only unhealthy, but it's only going to not only keep it going, it's going to make it worse. It lives in the dark.
It does. You know, and recognizing beauty, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with saying, that's a pretty lady.
Yeah.
Just don't look back.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't look back.
You would say you learned to appreciate beauty instead
Absolutely.
Of, you know, what God has done.
Sure. Joshua Harris, you know, I mean, I did a study with, you know, on his book, Not Even a Lust. And one of the things...
Not even a lust? Not
even a... Well, what is it called?
Trace?
I can't remember. Not even a choice or... No, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Are you sure you finished
Yes, I
it?
Did. It's not even a... I can't remember. I'm sorry. The title, I mean, I can't believe it. Not even a hint. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not even a hint.
If you're listening, sorry.
Sorry, y'all. But anyway, one thing he teaches in that book, and I think is a great advice for men, is to look at a woman from the neck up. Usually we look at a woman from the shoes up. Okay, be honest. Okay? Begin looking at a woman from the neck up. You know, if she's, you know, a pretty woman or whatever the case may be, so you can recognize it, but then turn away. Okay? Well, listen, guys and ladies, we're not perfect.
No.
Okay? By any stretch, none of us are. But we do serve a perfect Savior. And that's the beginning of conquering this, is by giving your life to Him.
Mm-hmm. It's where you get the power to fight.
Yeah, it does. You know, and he wants to do that.
And it's a spiritual battle. And we don't fight spiritual battles with physical weapons. Ephesians talks about we fight it with the Word of God.
That's right.
Okay?
I'm mentoring a guy, you know, and he's had a lust problem for 37 years. Mm-hmm. 37 years. And on September the 2nd of this year, he's broke it. God has stepped in and said, enough is enough.
But
and you know why, though? because he's obedient.
Right. He was willing. He got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That's right. And so...
And had so many losses in his life. Don't
yes.
He was tired of being on the losing end of life.
That's right. And he's a wonderful man. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of him, you know, for standing up and saying, you know what, like I said, I'm not perfect, God, but you are.
That's it.
And I need your perfection in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need that? I believe you do. If you've never given your life to him, or maybe you have and you've walked away, maybe because of lust, maybe because of pornography. Or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're just now realizing, my goodness, I do have a problem in this area. I need to give my whole heart to God. Let's do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I know that you died on the cross, you rose on the third day, and because of this, I ask you to forgive my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Father, I want you to make me a better man and a better woman. I want to follow you in your footsteps. I need your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, you did good, honey. You
well, you know, I believe it's a word from God. I really do. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, to listen to, you know, to this. And I'll be honest with you, it's not easy to say it.
All right.
Okay? I'm a man, okay? And it's my battle, too. But you have to know how to pick your battles. And this one, men, we can't win. We can't win this one.
Especially alone.
But Jesus can.
Right.
Jesus can win, because he'll step in and put his foot on Satan's throat, and he'll say, "You stay away from my boy." So listen, we love y'all. We love y'all so very much. And honey, you want to close us out?
Yeah.
I'm kind of exhausted.
kind of in a daze. Well, I'm so proud of you for going ahead and, you know, bringing this to people's attention. So we hope that you were blessed. So remember, lust and pornography are huge strongholds on men and women.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And some are addicted to lust and everything that's involved in it. So we hope by listening to this podcast, you found hope by discovering that not only are you not alone, but the fight is every man's battle.
That's right. Keep pressing on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pressing on, you know, and until Monday.
And seriously, we also always want to encourage you to pray to go to church.
Oh, yeah,
if you're not
absolutely.
In church, let the Spirit lead you to a church that's filled with the Holy Spirit, where people are going to love you and embrace you, and you just sense His presence there. And look for a mentorship or discipleship program.
Yes, absolutely. And if you gave your life to Christ, or if you want to comment on this podcast, email us at info@livingitup.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a shout out to all the people listening to us in China. I don't know how to say it in Chinese, but I guess you can understand English, or you wouldn't be listening
That's right.
to us.
That's
so,
right.
But anyway, thank you for everyone listening.
Mm-hmm. So again, have a great weekend. And until we talk to you on Monday, keep living it up.
Well, I'll be getting you again. Mm-hmm.